So let's just get right into it. Here it is, your Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Tuesday, the 24th of January, 2023. Nonviolent J6 protester who put feet up on Pelosi's desk, found guilty on all charges, faces life in prison. Richard Bigo Barnett, 62, is facing a potential life sentence for peacefully entering the Capitol on January 6th and putting his feet up on Nancy Pelosi's desk. Actually, it wasn't even Nancy Pelosi's desk. It was her assistant. Barnett was wildly overcharged by vindictive prosecutors and denied a change of venue out of Washington, D.C. Outside the courthouse, Bigo Barnett said he didn't get a fair trial, claiming he didn't get a jury of his peers. That is, he got a jury of Washington, D.C. leftist activists brainwashed to go into the court proceedings already having established that the person they were trying was guilty of treason and was a racist, anti-Semite, domestic terrorist. So, yeah. Pretty incredible stuff. Again, we'll get into this more a little bit later, but literally all he did was put his feet on Nancy Pelosi's desk. He's not accused of hurting anybody or fighting anybody. He wasn't the first to break a barrier or kick through a door. He just was swept along in the crowd, was inside at one point, found himself in Nancy Pelosi's office, thought it was funny, kicked his feet up. And I guess at one point he had a cut on his arm. He bled on an envelope. And so he took the envelope with him and left a quarter behind to pay for it. So now he might go to jail for the rest of his life. Yeah, now he might spend the rest of his life in the jail for that. Pretty wild stuff. I mean, like, what is there even to say about this? The dude was a peaceful protester. Nobody's even contesting the fact that he was a peaceful protester. He wandered through the Capitol, put his feet on Nancy Pelosi's desk, and that crime may now see him spending literally decades in a concrete box, torn away from his friends and family. He's already spent two entire years behind bars. Just horrific stuff. Oh, I'm sorry. He also left a crude message for Pelosi. Right? He said, Bigo is here. And then called her the B word. So I get life in prison, I guess. I guess life in prison for that. Sorry, I thought he got life in prison for putting his feet on a desk. But no, he might have gotten life in prison instead for calling Nancy Pelosi a bitch. That might be why he's going to prison for life now. Okay. He turned himself in too. Again, all these guys, it's like, you can just imagine. I will spend more time on this later. I wanted just to mention it and move on, but the most serious charge he faced, obstructing an official government proceeding, carries a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison. Yeah, he obstructed that governmental proceeding. Terrible. Wow. You delayed Congress 2 hours? Well, 20 years in prison, sir. Just complete nonsense. We can get into it a little bit later. Meanwhile, the loving overlords, our beautiful champions of democracy, for whom the slightest inconvenience is a crime worthy of life in prison, they're, of course, going above and beyond and protecting our safety and well-being these days. U.S. and Israel launch largest military exercise ever, despite concerns over Netanyahu's government. The U.S. and Israel launched their largest joint military exercise ever on Monday, sending a clear signal to Iran that and underscoring the strength of their alliance, despite concerns over the composition of the new Israeli government, which includes ultra-nationalist and ultra-religious parties. You ever get jealous of Israel that they're allowed to have ultra-nationalist parties? They're allowed to have, ultra-religious, ultra-nationalist ethno-state, basically? Must be fun. Must be nice. Of course, you know, you try that as a Christian and it's, you're a domestic terrorist and the FBI will come kicking down your door. But our greatest military allies, for whom we will sacrifice everything and thank them for the privilege, they get to do it. it's weird. It's a little weird. And of course, this is all just building up to the inevitable clash against Iran that our leadership just seems absolutely desperate for. Again, like Ukraine, they can't tell us why or what purpose or, what benefit it is for us or why we are concerned with the geopolitical situation 20,000 miles away when our own southern border is literally under the control of terrorist criminal gangs who worship the devil. They don't have their priorities in a way that actually benefits the American people. So great. Maybe we'll get war in Iran now. Maybe once Ukraine, you know, really starts going down the tubes, we'll just launch a ground war in Iran to see how that goes. Maybe we want to get in a little war with Iran before we go to war with China over Taiwan. It's just our entire federal government is uniquely dedicated to starting wars around the world for absolutely no reason. Thank you, Israel. Thank you. You're our best friend. Meanwhile, retired top FBI counterintelligence agent who led Trump-Russia probe arrested for his own ties to a Russian oligarch. That's right, folks. The top FBI counterintelligence agent that was investigating the Trump-Russia collusion himself has now been arrested for colluding with Russia. Okay. Great. We'll get into that more, too, later. Here, I'll give you the little rundown here. Charles McGonigal, charged with breaking U.S. sanctions against Russia oligarch Oleg Deripaska, money laundering, a former senior FBI counterintelligence official who spearheaded the Trump-Russia probe, was arrested and charged for his own alleged ties to sanctioned Russian oligarch amid the war in Ukraine. Abolish the FBI. It's really not that complicated. Coldest December for 50 years has been recorded in Iceland. December brought some record cold weather all over the country, but especially in the capital region, which has not seen such cool numbers in over a century. Last December, this recent December, was the coldest December in the country since 1973, for almost half a century ago, with an average temperature in the country of -4 degrees Celsius or 24.8 degrees Fahrenheit. It hasn't been that cold in over 100 years. It's the eighth coldest December on record nationwide since the start of recording temperatures, which of course means that you have to eat bugs and live in a pod and not drive a car and let the World Economic Forum implant a chip in your brain and induct you into a dreamless sleep in which your useful body will be allowed to expire and die because it's inconvenient for them to have to try to feed you. To save the earth, you understand. Because every weather event is inextricably related to the existence of humans on the planet, so we have to eradicate the humans. I think everybody's up to date on that. Finally, we have this. Five regional governors, four deputy ministers dismissed in Ukraine. Five regional governors and four deputy ministers are stepping down in Ukraine against a backdrop of several corruption scandals, a senior official said Tuesday. They include the heads of regions that are hard to pronounce. And of course, this is pretty typical in a so-called democracy that is just rife with corruption that prior to last February, everybody in the Western world recognized was a bustling hub of state-level corruption, the likes of which is unmatched across the entire world. I think, obviously, they need $100 billion. I think we need to send them $100 billion. They just had to fire or lose five regional governors and four deputy ministers. I think that's worth another $100 billion. Let's get them tanks. Let's get them missiles. Let's fill the corrupt country up with weapons and just see how that goes.
Well, I just fantastic want to say about stuff. Diet Force
is
amazing. I'm 45 and I have bits. I go to the gym and I have bits that won't move. And Diet Force has helped me move those bits. Like, under my pecs, my belly, I'm just taking Diet Force 2 tablets a day. Man, if you're, like, struggling to get, like, chip shape for the ladies, mate, Diet Force is the go. You have to get the Diet Force and have 2 a day and just keep acting.
Infowarsstore.com, X7 Diet Force.
Infowarsstore.com, baby.
Now on sale. We're cutting that call into an ad. I can guarantee you that. Thank you so much for the call, Grant. God bless Australia. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere. Infowarsstore.com, Diet Force. Get it now.